Hello, sisters. Sister Amon from DontPerish.com. Hopefully you're standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might and serving Him with joy and thanksgiving and contentment and exercising your patience. Some of us sisters have been thinking about patience lately. And to be honest with you, I don't think there's one day that goes by that I don't need to work on patience in one way or another, whether it's within my own mind. We all have flesh to battle, whether it's dealing with the sins of the world around us. I don't know. It could be persecutions, trials. This life has many trials. We have a lot of earthly things we have to do to push through. Technology, all kinds of things. So anyway, I encourage you all on in that. Every single one of us has issues that we have to deal with, and maybe use some patience. So keep your Ephesians 6 armor on, and we can shout out encouragements to one another to keep pressing on. So anyway, thoughts of the day. I don't know if I'm going to do this every day, but I'm going to really try to do it more often, just kind of thinking about through the day or the day before. Some things that I learned, things that we went through. Maybe somebody will be encouraged, edified, maybe learn something from it. So I did a Proverbs 31 verse by verse today, verses 15 through 17. And that was the fourth one. I think I got four more to go, and I'm looking forward to doing that. And I think maybe Titus 2 after that. We'll see what goes on after that, if the Lord even gives us tomorrow. We have right now, though. We can be thankful for that. And hiding in the dark, I got that note. Yeah, we get a lot of people who, mainly to Brother Two posts, they reach out and they're like, why did you expose so-and-so, meaning a false teacher or somebody who's teaching something wrong or somebody who's saying something or whatever it is. And then they go hiding in the dark and they don't want their words used. You know, it would be like an email where somebody says something on an email that says, well, what you're teaching is lies. And Brother Tupos will say, like, tell me what my lies are. Tell me what's unbiblical. Give me scriptures. And they run in the dark. And then they get upset if he uses his email as a teaching moment. And we're thinking, you know, hiding in the dark what you say. If you're going to say something and you're afraid of somebody hearing it, unless it's like something intimate, which I would say 99% of the Christian life is about doctrine and the word and God and everything in it. So pretty much anybody should be able to hear what you're saying, other than the very rare cases of something intimate or an issue that needs to be dealt with. So I don't understand why everybody's so concerned if somebody's going to hear something about doctrine or biblical or unbiblical, if they don't want to correct it, then they hide in the dark. But it just astounds me. God heard them say that or saw them write it. You know, man is so concerned about what man thinks, but they forget that God's watching and he hears it all, he sees it all, he knows it all. You know, so I guess I just ponder that and I think, you know, think about that, sisters. What you're saying, even if it's within the confines of your house, God can hear it. And can other people hear it? Can it be put in the light? Is it good and godly? Is it lending grace to the hearers? So we have to be real careful about that. Sometime we'll do some, we'll look into the scriptures on the tongue. I think I might have done some, but it'd be a good one to go back over. So anyway, I just wanted to say, I wanted to read Matthew 5:37. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh evil. And I know that's talking about oaths in there, but can't this concept be true for anything? We got to make sure what we're saying is what we mean. Obviously, there could be a little mistake and somebody could be corrected. You know, that's no big deal. But if you're going to write something or you're going to say it and God can hear it, why is it that people are concerned about things like that going in the light, especially if it could help somebody else? I'll tell you what. If I'm on the street and I'm witnessing to somebody and they record it, great. I think that's awesome. And if for some reason I make a mistake and I saw that on the internet, I'd be like, hey, well, first of all, I wonder why they wouldn't reach out to me, you know, if since they know we're a ministry and they get our gospel card. But if I heard that, I would be like, hey, could you put a note on there and don't take it down. Put a note on there and say, yeah, I'm not going to say it that way again. This is what I meant. Use that as a teaching moment. Yeah, I don't want somebody doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? I would want people to see my mistake and learn from it. And I think I can prove that because I've admitted mistakes on the sister's blog when I was writing it. I expose the areas that I need help in. I do audios, videos, writings. I put it all out in the internet. We're not hiding our lives in the dark. We're about the Lord all over the place. Our life is transparent. We do van-dwelling things. I show you what I cook with and how we cook and what I cook and how I spend our money. I mean, everything about us is in the light. And I love that because we're not afraid to have our lives exposed. Obviously, I don't want you to come in the van when there's other things, you know, like... There are private times of our lives, but what I'm saying and what I'm doing for the most part in our life is it's an open book. It's all about God. It's godly. It can be shined in the light. 99% of my life can be shined right in the light, and that's what I try to do. And it makes me think of Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I'll tell you what, sisters, I don't really have anything that I want hidden in the dark. Obviously, some personal things. It's not hiding in the dark. It's keeping it private where it should be, because it shouldn't be put out in the light, because then that is sinful. So other than that, just an encouragement to you, sisters, and me, to always examine our life, what we say, what we write, what we do, how we do everything. Could it be put in the light? It should be. I'm not saying you got to broadcast everything all over the internet. But God can see it. Can anybody else see that? A lot of people are watching things that you don't know that they see. So it's just a good thing for us to examine ourselves. I wanted to share this too. Had a quick interruption there. It's what you get when you're out here on the road. So anyway, we did a witness walk today. Went in and out of a couple stores. Put some gospel cards out. Handed out some cards. And at one store, it was like a hardware store. And they had this really awesome garden section. And I was kind of looking at some of the stuff, and I found a place to put a gospel card. And we walked out into the garden section, and it was like, wow, this is beautiful. The way they set it up, it was awesome. It's like the nicest display I've ever seen at a hardware store. And they had a pond. They probably are doing landscape or whatever, or hire out for it. The pond was, it was just a real small one. It was beautiful. And there was fish in there, goldfish in there, pretty. You could hear the pond water was coming like a little waterfall. And there was garden plants for sale, and you turn around and just packed full of beautiful flowers. It was like, oh, it was so nice. And you know what? I started feeling it in my flesh, a feeling and a longing for what I used to have. We used to have a pond, and it used to have a little bit of a waterfall noise on it, and we used to have fish in it, and I used to have a big garden, and I had a swing under a big, beautiful tree that I could sit and look at the pond and the garden and the chickens and flowers. It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and I'm telling you, I felt it in my flesh today, and all of a sudden, I was like, I got to get out of here. I'm done, and you know, it made me think about what Jesus said. Like, literally, I didn't want to go there because we have no place to go. We have, like, no permanent place to park or nothing. It's weird. I'm just telling you, it's strange. It's a strange thing to live out here with no dwelling place to go. We have our van, and I'm so thankful for it, but where we park is at the mercy of other people with their permission. You know, we park in parking lots where they welcome travelers, and so that's a good thing. But anyway, I was thinking about this. As I'm standing in there looking at it, and I would say it was almost like a sadness or a longing in my heart, an envy, something I can't place. I missed it. I missed that peace and that joy and that security and the homestead life. I'll tell you, it was in my blood. It was like an idol to me. I loved it. And it made me think of Mark 9:45, what I had to do in a split second. I did it. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than to have 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. I'm not saying I was going to hell because I was thinking about that, but you know what I did? I looked back. I looked back at what we had and what we don't have anymore. And I had to put down that flesh. And I thought about Luke 9:62 also. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. And I'll tell you right then, for a few seconds, I was not fit for the kingdom of God. I was in my flesh. I was walking in it. And I had to strive to put it down. Brother Tupos and I were like, yep, let's get out of here. And we went out to the van and we were headed back out to do some more witnessing. And so I just want to share that with you, sisters. You know, I am an open book. I just shared that with you. I'll put it in the light. I do have my struggles. We have our struggles out here. Just because we've been doing this for this many years, there's people maybe who have been doing it longer, and they still have struggles. And so, young in the Lord, older in the Lord, young in the flesh, older in the flesh, it doesn't matter. I'll put it in the light. I have no problem admitting there are times I really have to struggle in my flesh over many different things. And so, yeah, I just want to share that with you. And then here's this last thing I had here. I thought this was pretty awesome. As I was doing my audio Bible readings, I do, I think I just did 1 Corinthians 16 and I did Psalm 118. And as I was reading this, I don't know, the repetitiousness of it, I thought it was awesome. And I thought this would be a good way to end the audio here. I was going to read verses 1 through 4 and then 29. And you're going to hear it. And I know you're going to rejoice with me and you're going to smile. You'll get it. I'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. And down to verse 29. I'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. I'm going to let you go at that, sisters. I love you, and Lord willing, I'll be back again tomorrow to encourage you in all the different ways that I can, because I love my sisters. I want to help you press on. I don't want you looking back. I want you to put everything out in the light. Remember, God is watching, and so are people. All right. I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.